Hey there, listeners. Just a heads up. You're tuning in to some AI-generated content powered by OpenAI text-to-speech based on articles from the past week. Let's jump right into the latest and greatest news. So, first up, the digital nomad lifestyle is really gaining traction. More and more folks are embracing remote work that lets them live anywhere in the world. It's not just about working with a view, it's about connecting with different cultures, picking up new languages, and growing as individuals. If you're thinking about joining the nomadic crew, just make sure you have a solid internet connection, a safe place to stay, and that the cost of living won't break the bank. Popular spots include Portugal, Thailand, and Spain, where cities like Lisbon and Barcelona have everything you need. Plus, many countries are starting to offer special visas for remote workers, making it easier to stay and live abroad. Next, if you're into Python, check out Importlib Metadata. This slick library helps you grab all the metadata you need for Python packages, from version numbers to licenses. It's super handy for tackling those pesky package updates and dependency issues, perfect for anyone looking to streamline their development work. Just install it with pip, and you're good to go. Moving on to gaming. If you're getting your game on in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, be careful with those stats. Just boosting your damage range doesn't necessarily mean you'll pack a bigger punch. Factors like bullet velocity are key too. To really get the most out of your weapon loadouts, use the Advanced Stats panel. It'll give you some amazing insights. And speaking of gaming, Helldivers recently launched a new patch that tackles a bunch of glitches players have been facing. Crashes during group play are now fixed, and the shield generator has finally been improved, meaning it works better when you need it most. So if you're diving back in, expect a smoother ride. Let's talk about finance for a moment. Passive income is becoming a top priority for many as people seek financial stability without clocking in endless hours at work. Scratch that itch with options like real estate, dividend stocks, and even affiliate marketing. If you've got a knack for creativity, consider creating digital products like ebooks that can keep the income rolling in long after you've completed your initial work. Switching gears to music, Future Music has been an influential magazine in the music production world for over 30 years. It's helped shape many artists' careers and brought cutting-edge tech reviews and tutorials right to producers' fingertips. Going forward, they're transitioning to a new platform called Music Radar, so you can expect even more engaging and real-time content from them. Now, looking ahead, by 2048, tech will be totally redefined. Picture an AI buddy to help you navigate life and quantum computers that obliterate language barriers. We might even be controlling devices with our thoughts. But all this comes with ethical questions surrounding privacy and mental health that we'll need to address. On the cybersecurity front, small businesses are at risk because they often don't have strong protective measures. They can be easy targets for cybercriminals thanks to outdated software and lax security protocols. Educating employees and keeping software up to date can go a long way towards safeguarding your business. In other news, blockchain tech is moving way beyond just cryptocurrency. It's shaking up industries like supply chain management, healthcare, and even voting systems by providing transparency and security. This spellbinding technology is streamlining how we manage identities and share information securely. Last but not least, corporate sustainability is popping up as a major focus for businesses looking to thrive in today's market. With consumers prioritizing eco-friendly practices, companies that don't step up may get left behind. Leading the charge are brands like Patagonia and Tesla, showing how being sustainable can enhance a company's image and bottom line. And that's a wrap for this week. Don't forget, you can catch all these stories and more if you visit themetalvortex.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.